Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Could you hear that?
No.
Okay. Somebody just revved the engine going by this studio. I was like, that was loud. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in love.
Oh, that would be a little weird, but it'd be nice.
Yeah.
Strange Brew brings a lot of love.
It does. It absolutely does.
And every cup of coffee.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Enjoy the first full weekend of college football with beef. That's going to make everybody a happy camper at your tailgate and your cookouts this weekend. Whatever it is you're doing, make beef the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And I know that you are looking for it. You need new gear for this new season. You need it to get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Don't forget, today, Sports Talk Mississippi will be live at the College Corner in Oxford. Now, if you're a Mississippi State fan, there's not a lot for you there, but you can definitely come by and say hello to us at College Corner in Oxford over on Sisk Road. Restaurant Tyler, the flagship restaurant of the great city of Starkville, the best place for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. You know, dinner at Restaurant Tyler is an event. It doesn't, but you don't need to have an event to have a dinner at Restaurant Tyler. You don't have to be celebrating anything. Go celebrate the fact that you're eating at Restaurant Tyler. The best steaks in town, great pasta, great chicken, vegetarian options, and of course, from a dessert perspective, the best one in town, the stuffed pancake. Robbie and I love it. You will too. Go enjoy a great meal at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank. Get a banker who knows you the way they know your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Feeling better today?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm good.
It's crazy how you lose your voice sometimes. And just comes and goes for a day. Like, you think it's the predecessor of like a massive cold or something. It's not. Just one day you get it and that's how it goes.
Well, it helps to treat it quickly and aggressively. I got a steroid shot. I got more steroids.
Uh-huh.
I got Zyrtec. I have cough medicine.
Drank an entire bottle of honey.
Cool. I didn't do that, but everything else seemed to have worked pretty quickly.
Very good. Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better. I am feeling better about Mississippi State's chances down in Hattiesburg as we get closer and closer to game time. I still think this game will be closer than Mississippi State wants it to be. But I, at the same time, I think Mississippi State's going to win. I think that, you know, the spread, I think, is 11, 12 and a half. I feel like State's we're going to cover that. It may be a late score that covers it, but a cover nonetheless. And the reason I think that is this, Robbie, it's just that football at its absolute center is a simple game. And when you have the bigger, stronger team, you
tend to
win. I know. Imagine that. You tend to win, and State just has the advantage over the Golden Eagles on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. They're just the bigger, stronger football team. I think that State's going to be able to run the football on Southern Mississippi, and I think on the other side of it, they're going to give the Southern Mississippi offensive line some trouble protecting Braylon Braxton and running the football as well. That's where I'm coming from when I think about what I'm going to predict tomorrow. This isn't really up for debate either. This is just a true statement that State on the offensive and defensive line should be better, is better, I think, than Southern Mississippi. Is that what, when you think about why you're confident Mississippi State's going to win, is that the main reason for you as well?
Yeah, I think there is a talent disparity, even with Mississippi State, being behind the eight ball in terms of, the rest of the SEC. Southern Miss fans are like really upset about that statement this week for some reason, but there's no disputing it. And, we had there's going around this team talent composite that we used to do at 247. I really like that. I think there's some holes in it for sure. It doesn't tell the full story, but State's a top 25 roster as far as talent is concerned. Southern Miss is way down the list. And I think that Southern Miss is heading in the right direction. I think that Charles Huff is going to do big things there. But they have a massive, massive gap to fill. State does too, but State's is relative to the SEC. Southern Miss is relative to the Sun Belt. I said it the other day. I think it got clipped or whatever, like how far away State is from the group of five. And I know Toledo happened, but Southern Miss was also 1-11 last year. And I think they upgraded their roster, but I don't think that it's upgraded on the line of scrimmage like it needs to be. And State went out and did that. So again, I say this. If State doesn't dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides, and I don't care if it's, they're tinkering around with things in the offensive line or whatever. If they don't dominate, if they don't protect Blake Shapen, that is a massive red flag. That's a massive red flag. And, it's on paper, State should win this game and they should cover this game. But as we keep saying, that Toledo game continues to creep into your thoughts about what happened last year. And until they actually go out there and prove it, it's hard to just come out and say State's going to blow Southern Miss out in this game. I
Absolutely.
think Southern Miss is going to treat this like a Super Bowl. They're playing it at home. That's why I don't think it's a good idea to play these teams on the road. But State should be prepared. I mean, you've prepared all season. Whether or not you have the full landscape of what Southern Miss is going to do, you've put a roster together and you've prepared in a way that, regardless of what Southern Miss does, you should be able to win this game and win it comfortably. And if you don't, you got some big problems.
Which of these statements is more true in your opinion? Mississippi State will be able to run the football comfortably against Southern Mississippi, or Mississippi State will be able to create, generate a lot of pass rush against Southern Mississippi. Do you feel better about State's offensive line in this game or its defensive line?
I think I feel better about the offensive line. We've talked about the concerns of like moving Albert Reese around. I think that's what they feel most comfortable with right now. He's a veteran. They can kind of ease Jimothy Lewis into this a little bit. You're not throwing him out in game one if that's what they do, and he's your starting left tackle. And I think Albert's going to be able to run block fairly well. I think the five that they have in the game will be pretty productive run blockers. They have a good five in there. And maybe this is about getting the best five on the field. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they feel like Zach Owens is the better option at guard, and at right tackle it's Blake Steen, and they feel like Albert Reese is one of those guys, so they have to put him somewhere. Maybe that's the case. And maybe it's a really good move for them. We'll see. I think they're going to rotate guys, but I think State's line, how it's been built by Phil Loadholt, is going to be better suited to run the football. And you have a stable of running backs, and you have guys like Davon Booth and Fluff Bothwell and Johnny Daniels who can get yards after contact. I'm really interested to see how this rotation goes. But if I'm Mississippi State in the fourth quarter, it's a heavy dose of Fluff Bothwell, and I'm leaving tire marks on people in the fourth quarter. Because if you're truly coming out and establishing the run in this game, I think State is going to be able to wear down Southern Miss late in the ball game with what they have in the run game. That's the strength of their team. There's no need in really trying to overthink it. Come out, establish the run, hit some big plays in the passing game when you can, and get out of there.
I found a I had forgotten this from a season ago, but I went back and looked at the box score from the Eastern Kentucky game. And obviously Southern Mississippi is a far, far superior team to Eastern Kentucky. But stayed in that game, rushed, I think, for 203 yards, but only averaged 5.8 per carry. And of course, as you remember, that was kind of skewed because they had a 41-yard run by Creed Whittemore. So you take that out, you look at State's tailbacks in that game, Booth, Daniels, and Kevon Lee at the time. I think they averaged just under 5 yards a carry against an FCS team. In retrospect, that should have been a much bigger red flag than I think it even was for us. The other side of it was in that game against an FCS offensive line, State only had 2 sacks. You know, you would think that they would be, you know, 4 or 5 sacks at the minimum there.
And we
Now,
were concerned after that game,
we
like.
were. I think we were. I'm not saying I don't think Mississippi State's going to have 4 or 5 sacks, but can they have 3 sacks in this game, somewhere in between? You know, I know I'm not leaving a lot of room for error in there, but more about, you know, what about hurries? Can you have 6 or 7 hurries in there as well? Now, Braxton is a great runner. He's going to be able to escape the pocket at times. You know, I was asked yesterday on Sports Talk if I think that Isaac Smith, you know, playing so close to the line of scrimmage, should they use him as a spy? I mean, that makes a lot of sense to use the, you know, you got eyes that Sam position where you have three guys who played safety a season ago listed as linebackers seems kind of obvious that containing Braylon Braxton as best you can is going to be a priority for this. I think that State is going to run the football a lot in this game, especially it looks like they're going to have some rain in Hattiesburg. If it turns into a slog, I know it's a turf field, so it's not like it's a muddy situation, but in a rainy game, I always like the team that wants to run the football, and I think that's going to be Mississippi State more than anything else. You mentioned, you know, Albert Reese there. So we got like we had the depth chart come out. Then if you look further down the game notes, there's another like potential starting lineup thing that has Albert Reese listed as right guard, Jimothy Lewis at left tackle. It just looked going on the defensive side of the ball. It had Jalen Smith listed as one of the starting linebackers. That one felt like more of what the starting lineup might actually look like. If I had to make you, if I took a sword and I held it up against your ear and I said, I'm going to ram this sword through one ear into the other, unless you tell me, do you think Albert Reese starts at left tackle or right guard? What would you say?
First, I'd probably pee my pants.
It's a
I don't
big.
know if I'd be able to get anything out.
Got a sword there.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's probably going to be Albert Reese. I just don't know why they would put that on the
At left
depth chart.
tackle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't know why they would put that on the depth chart with no or anything and not go through with it. I saw the other thing. It's kind of weird that those are different, but I feel like the starters that were listed on the offense are pretty much going to go as listed. But I do expect a lot of Jimothy Lewis in this game. And, maybe Luke Work. I don't know. I don't know who all gets in there, but Jeff Lebby said the other day they're going to roll a lot of guys, and they have 8 or 9 guys they want to play on the offensive line. This is kind of, the early part of the season is when you start trying that stuff out. You just hope that it's not so disjointed and they don't have a lot of issues up front that you allow Southern Miss to stay in the ball game and just getting you off rhythm offensively. You need to get an offensive rhythm and you need to be productive offensively with the 5 guys you have in the game. And we'll see how that goes. That's why I think the best thing they could do is just come out and establish the run. It's the safest thing. Get the ball in the hands of your guys that can churn out yards. Davon Booth and Johnny Daniels averaged 5 yards a rush last year behind an offensive line that wasn't great. And you add in a Fluff Bothwell, who is one of the top guys in the country in yards after contact. Those guys, if the offensive line is not great on Saturday, are still going to be able to produce, I think. They're still going to be able to get into the second level. And here's the thing about Southern Miss's defense. If they don't get you around the line of scrimmage the what with what they do with this 4-2-5 that they're gonna run, they're gonna have a lot of moving pieces in the back end. They're gonna have, a nickel back that's gonna be moving around, some safety's gonna be moving, trying to create some pressure from different states of the defense. If you can get into the second level, you have an opportunity for a lot of chunk plays in the run game. And I like State's chances going downhill with Davon Booth, Fluff Bothwell, and Johnny Daniels. So getting, if they can clear a lane and get past the linebackers, I think State's going to have a good day. We'll see what they're able to do. I think early in the game, you'll have a pretty good idea if State's going to be able to establish the run. And I just don't think the Southern's going to have the depth for four quarters to be able to sustain that. So I think for State, the best thing you can do is come out, establish the run early in this game. And that's going to bring about big plays for your passing game, which right now I would say is probably a lot behind the rushing attack because the offensive line and the new receivers. So it would be nice to kind of get some one-on-one coverage down the field, have some big play opportunities to get some confidence for your wide receivers. And I think to do that, come out and establish the run early, and then you can start hitting those big plays deep.
And then the other side of it, I'm interested to see how aggressive Coleman Hutzler is with his defensive game plan. Does he just try to, hey, our front four should be able to generate some pressure against this offensive line? Is that how is he going to think? Or is he going to say, hey, I want to blitz and try to really put Braylon Braxton to the test here? I don't know exactly which way he wants to go with that. I'm interested to see. I know I would be aggressive. I would be aggressive just because, from a perception standpoint, Mississippi State fans need to see the quarterback being hassled. They
Yeah.
didn't see it enough last year, and just to
You need
see
to give the appearance that this defense is a lot different this
is
year.
different from top to bottom. So I'm interested to see how that all works out. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, two great restaurants here in Starkville. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend, if you're not making the trip to Hattiesburg and you want to watch college football, no better place to do it than our friends at Two Brothers. You can enjoy some great food, big screen televisions, cold beer, whatever it is you're looking for to make your game day better. They've got it at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. And of course, at the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. It's all right there for you in the Cotton District. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Day, brother.
You might need to change that because you're going Houston Nutt, but there was another former Ole Miss coach at Southern Mississippi today. Maybe you need to do that.
Ed Orgeron.
Coach O was at Hattiesburg for some reason.
Fifty, brother.
There we go.
Fifty, JoJo.
I like that. I like it. When you need a new copy or a new printer, new computers or laptops for your business, call Advantage Business Systems because not only are you going to get the brand names and the machines that you're looking for, when you hang up the phone, you've got somebody that you can call right back and say, hey, we're having a problem. What can we do? And they're going to be able to fix it a lot of times the same day. Why? Because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're in Starkville next weekend, you know you're going to be making a trip to Maroon & Co. You know it's going to happen. It's going to be great. You're going to come in there and you think, I need a new polo. I need a new pullover. I need something with the interlocking logo on it. You can get that at Maroon & Co. Everything maroon and white. Nobody in Starkville has a bigger or better selection than the good folks over at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. But next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. If you're going to be out in the yard this weekend, you want to get all your work done before college football kicks off, you need some John Deere power behind you. Go see our friends at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. Whatever you're doing around your house this weekend, if it's in the yard, if you got some repair projects, or if you're just cooking out while you're watching the game, everything you're looking to do, Scruggs has a product that makes your day easier and better. So go see them. It's a veritable wonderland of everything you're looking for to make your house, your lawn, and your cooking a lot better. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. All right, earlier today, I talked to Dima Mixon. He covers the Golden Eagles for Pine Belt Sports, and he's also one of the co-hosts on the Eagle Hour. He came in where Andrew Abbott left. He took over. He took every job the guy had. It was crazy. We'll talk to Andrew later this year. He's covering Florida now. For the Gainesville Sun. So let's go down to that interview. All interviews here on Thunder and Lightning are brought to you by Alora Modern Wellness. If you guys are working hard out there, if you're exercising, you know that recovery is just as important as all the cardio and all the weightlifting and everything else that you're doing. You got to take care of your body. You only get one. You need to go see our friends at Alora Modern Wellness. If it's heat, if it's cold, if it's just a good stretch, whatever it is to get you feeling 100%, they got it at Alora Modern Wellness. When you walk in the door from when and then you walk out, you're going to be feeling a heck of a lot better. AloraModernWellness.com is the website. You can go check it out. Any services you want to take there, you can book them online. Alora Modern Wellness brings you this interview with Dima Mixon of Pine Belt Sports. Well, against all odds, I set the opponent previews up perfectly to end at Southern Mississippi. Wynn State is playing Southern Mississippi. Don't ask me how I did it, but we got here. Dima Mixon joins us now, covers the Golden Eagles for Pine Belt Sports, where he's the sports editor there. He's also a member of the Super Talk family as a co-host of the Eagle Hour. And Dima, it's so tough for you and I both to preview this game because what Southern Mississippi was a year ago, what Mississippi State was a year ago, a lot of those players are gone and they've been replaced by new players. How good a feel do you have of what this Southern Mississippi team is going to be?
I have no idea. I'm going to be fully honest. I don't know. Charles Huff runs the practices and pretty much the whole administration, just like Nick Saban does. So we've had very little access to see anything as far as how they're going to line up, what they're going to run. So a lot of it is unknown. The only thing we do know is just what some of the players have proven before at other teams. But if you're talking about last year's team to this year's team, it's over 85 new players. There's only about four or five players from last year's Southern Miss team, going to line up against Mississippi State on Saturday.
One of those new faces is obviously one of the biggest names for the Golden Eagles, and that's Braylon Braxton, the quarterback, transferring in from Marshall. He was the Sun Belt Player of the Year. I've made this comparison a number of times, but imagine if Mississippi State had hired Kirby Smart and had gotten Garrett Nussmeier to transfer to Mississippi State. That's what Southern Mississippi did within the confines of the Sun Belt. They got the Coach of the Year, and they got the Player of the Year. I think he's an outstanding player. The stat that stands out for me with him is touchdown to interception. He just doesn't give the ball away, 19-2 a year ago. It's not a step up in competition for him. It should be easy sailing. Do you think he just comes in and is good right from the jump?
I do. I think, and he's definitely added some more weight, even from last season. He's a lot bigger. Every time I talk to him, at least the one or two times I've spoken to him, just a all around to earth guy, very knowledgeable in the sport, very just a good guy in general. The way he moves with his legs is very elite. I think he could probably start on almost any group of five team in the whole country, and it's probably some power four teams as well, especially some on the lower ends of the SEC, Big Ten, and ACC. So very good arm. I don't think he has as big of a deep ball threat as like a Blake Shapen would, but he's going to hurt you with his legs. And I think he's definitely going to give Mississippi State a lot to handle on Saturday, because a lot of the offense is going to revolve around him. Blake Anderson, offensive coordinator coming from Utah State, he basically told us when we talked to him a few weeks ago that he just kind of is going to give the reins to Blake, not to Blake, to Braylon, and kind of let him run the offense. And I expect it to be smooth, and I expect him to run the ball, but I expect him to thread the needle some. But you're right, he doesn't turn the ball over much, which is something that's very, very, very hard to find, and something that Southern Miss fans, man, they have not seen the past 3 years. A quarterback like this, I mean, they didn't even have a quarterback last two or three seasons. I mean, 2 years ago, they had nine guys line up in the quarterback. When we literally watch in a high school game, basically nine guys line up at quarterback in the same game. So I think the Miss fans are going to be a little shocked just to see how veteran presence he is in the pocket.
If we had to pick a spot, a position where the Marshall influence is greatest, I think it's at the receiver position. Just so many of the pass catchers coming down from Huntington. We didn't have a depth chart from Charles Huff. I enjoyed his explanation from that, though. I thought it was like, well, as explanations go, that makes a lot of sense. But how do you see that receiver rotation working for the Golden Eagles?
Yeah, that's going to be Metcalf, going to be kind of the star receiver on the outside. Elijah Metcalf, he came in from Marshall. And then you're going to have Braylon Brown. He also came in from Marshall. He's going to be outside receiver, tall guy, really good route runner. Had a really good season at Marshall last year, and then they also added Micah Davis from Ole Miss. He's going to be kind of their inside guy. Carl Chester is going to be the slot receiver. He's going to kind of rotate in and out with Davis Dalton, who was on the team last season, but kind of he got injured to the start of the season last year, so he didn't play meaningful snaps a lot, but he did have a couple touchdowns. Yeah, the receiver room is going to be a big change too, because it's actually proven talent. So Ole Miss has not had proven receivers at all the past 3 seasons. I mean, just none. I mean, you can't name Jason Brownlee, obviously playing with the Chiefs now. He's probably their last receiver who could prove that he could do something. Now, granted, they didn't have the quarterbacks to throw him to the wall. sorry about that. Granted,
That
they didn't have the
happens.
quarterbacks to throw him to the wall, but throw the ball too, but I think the receiver room is exceptionally better than it has been the past 3 seasons.
If you made me pick where I think Mississippi State has the biggest advantage in this game, it's going to be on the line of scrimmage. State's just a
Oh, no
bigger,
doubt.
more powerful football team. How does Southern Mississippi work itself around that?
Well, I would say for sure. I mean, in my previews coming out, that's all I'm talking about. I mean, the biggest concern for me for Southern Miss to win this football game is in the line of scrimmage, especially on the offensive line. They got the big bodies this season. Their line is strong. It's a lot better than and deeper than it has been in past seasons. But going up against an SEC front week one, I mean, that's just a tall task, especially on the left side of the offensive line. That they've had to piece around a lot of places there. You'll see Greg Nunnery line up over there. He played last season for Southern Miss, and he wasn't great last season. So he's got a lot of growing up to do before an SEC front comes in. So as far as trying to remedy that, I think they will try to get the ball out quick. I don't think they're going to let Braylon just sit back there in the pocket and chuck it all downfield all day. I think you're going to see a lot of quick screens to get these playmakers involved, sweeps, stuff like that, to the running backs. I think they'll let Braylon roll out the pocket some, but I don't think he's just going to be able to stand. He's not going to be able to just stand in there. I think Mississippi State has a clear advantage on both lines. I think Southern Miss's defense line is better than what people think. I think they're gonna be able to play with Mississippi State's at least, for the start of the game, especially probably till halftime, be able to match up against Mississippi State's offensive line. But I think, Mississippi State's just depth is just gonna hurt Southern Miss in this game.
Josh Moten was the guy Mississippi State desperately wanted to recruit away from Marshall. He ends up following Charles Huff to Southern Mississippi, and now he's going to be one of the best corners, not only in the Sun Belt but in college football this year, I think. Mississippi State's best receiver last year was Kevin Coleman in the slot. I think that that's the position State likes to run the passing game through the most. Is Moten able to come inside, do you think, in some situations, or is that just going to be a situation where you got your second or third best against what might be Mississippi State's best receiver in Anthony Evans?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, to be fully honest, because I don't know what they're gonna look like, to be fully honest. But I do know
Go to
that
practice. Get in there. Sneak in somehow.
hey, I'm gonna just sit on the top floor here, I think Moten is gonna stay on the boundary. Personally, I think that that's at least every time I've seen the lineup, some of one-on-ones, that's where he's been. Now they do have two players, Ian Foster and Amir Foster. Ian Foster, they run a 4-2-5 defense, so Ian Foster's kind of your nickel, and he's probably one of the sneaky good players the Mississippi State fans probably need to get in to know. Ian Foster coming in from Marshall, he's the guy who runs the whole defense. He's the captain of the defense. Jason Seymour, the defensive coordinator, he says Ian Foster is the best nickel he's ever coached. I'm sure that he's going to have his hands full against the Mississippi State wide receivers, as you're saying. But I do think they're going to have a plan to stop Coleman. I don't think they're going to let him hurt him.
What's the path for the upset here for Southern Mississippi? I most years, and I try not to come across as like disrespectful, but an SEC team playing a Sun Belt team, you're just going to say the SEC team's going to win and probably win easily. What happened with State last year against Toledo? You can't sit here and say gimme games for Mississippi State until they prove that they can do that. So if there is a path for another upset for the Golden Eagles to win this game, how do they do it?
Well, I mean, I think back to 2 seasons ago when they played in Starkville, and Southern Miss's team nowhere is near as good as this team, and that was a 6-point game with 7 minutes to go. 7 minutes to go, Jeffrey Pittman ran a 61-yard touchdown, however long it
Where's
was.
he now?
And he's at Southern Miss, and I
Yes.
just interviewed him, actually. A story came out this morning,
Yeah, I
actually,
saw
about
it.
him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think they just have to, you can't turn the ball over. You can't be silly. You're going to have to capitalize on Mississippi State's mistakes because they're going to make mistakes. It's week one. They're not going to be perfect. And so they're going to have to capitalize on the mistakes. The only thing I'm just worried about is, you're playing. It's hard to go up against the depth of an SEC school. And so when Mississippi State just lines up and runs the ball down their throats, in the third and fourth quarter, can Southern Miss remedy that? And, I think they might can, but I'm not very confident they will, especially in week one, because I think that, this is 84 new players, getting it all right on week one to beat an SEC school would be pretty incredible. So the path to the upset is like any path for an upset, just controlling the ball, don't turn the ball over. As Charles Huff said yesterday, making your layups, which means catching the ball if it's thrown to you, no stupid penalties. I think the path is there, and I do think it's going to be a very close game. I really do. I think that, I'm not picking Southern Miss to win. I don't know if you're doing picks on the show, but I'm not picking them to
Nah, you're
win.
good.
But I do think that Southern Miss will keep it close for most of the game. But I think that Southern Mississippi State's depth is just going to pull them away in the end.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on a lot of points there. So, all right, Demon Mixon, the Pine Belt Sports Editor and the Eagle Hour. I'll see you in Hattiesburg this Saturday.
Yeah, see you there.
All right, thanks to Dima for his time. Appreciate him. We'll see him in the press box on Saturday at MM Roberts Stadium. And he's in agreement with us, obviously that the line of scrimmage is a big advantage for Mississippi State. That's the box that you're going to check. In your opinion, though, Robbie, where does Southern Mississippi have an advantage? Is it just home field? Is it that I think Huff might be a better coach than Lebby? Does Braylon Braxton's, mobility give Southern an edge there? Where is something that you can point to for the Golden Eagles and say that's one where they have the advantage?
The fact that they haven't shown a lot of film on what they have,
That's a good point,
they've
yeah.
got so many new players. We don't know what the depth chart looks like. It's a little element of surprise. Now, defense will be a lot easier to figure out for Jeff Lebby because this is Jason Seymour's the defensive coordinator that came over from Marshall. He's going to have four or five starters from Marshall on the defense. It'll be a lot easier to figure that out. I don't know if they're going to have the dudes just yet, and especially right off the gates to really create the havoc that they want to. But their defense was really good last year, and Southern's was not. And Southern essentially ran the same defense last year, but it just wasn't very productive at all. I think they gave up 440 yards a game, maybe. So that'll be easier.
440 yards a game. That sounds like a great defense.
Yeah, it was actually better than State,
It's better than States, yeah.
but they were playing, eight
Obviously, the
games in Sun
competition's different,
Belt.
yeah.
So, but the offense, Blake Anderson is a good offensive coordinator. He has not put anything on film for over a year, and he did that at Utah State. I think Lebby is pretty familiar with Blake Anderson, knows the offensive scheme. They've probably gone over a lot of that scheme this week in their defensive meetings, but there is some intrigue there that, they have a little bit of the element of surprise. They're going to have the home crowd. I imagine it'll be a fairly large contingent of State fans there, but this will probably also be their biggest crowd in a long time too. So I think it's mostly that. From a talent perspective, they've made up a lot of ground with some of the guys they brought in from Marshall. I think that they have gotten, no doubt, a lot more talented than they were last year, but State has too. So, from a talent perspective, State should be more talented. They should be bigger on the line of scrimmage. They should be more talented in the line of scrimmage. They should be deeper. There should be a team that, as the game goes on, this might be a close game early, and I kind of expect it to be. I
I do
expect it to
too.
be kind of back and forth. Would not shock me to see this game very close at halftime. The second half is where we will really start to see separation from Mississippi State if it happens.
What's funny though, Robbie, is if what you're saying is true, our halftime mentions are going to be exciting. This game is close
Yes,
halftime.
I'm very much hoping that Mississippi State comes out, punches them in the mouth, and gets it over with early so we don't have to deal with
We'll have to
that
deal with that because otherwise we are going
heartburn.
to have to deal with it.
But the second half, I think with the depth that State's built and what they want to do, rolling guys in on the line of scrimmage and at other positions, they should take a toll in the second half. And again, if they're not doing that, it is a problem.
A bad sign for the future.
Yes.
Absolutely. So tomorrow's show, very special edition of Thunder and Lightning, because it is the first three P's of the college football season. Preview, playmakers, and predictions for Mississippi State and Southern Mississippi. We look forward to bringing it to you. Talk to you guys again tomorrow. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.